Check out the best 5 minutes of the day heading into the weekend with our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of Letters to the Beloved, which, when do you hope to have that out?
You know, I was thinking it was going to be closer to Christmas, but it's really come together. So I'm hoping it's probably going to be in the next month or so. Uh-huh. I've been toying with the idea of, do I do something formal or celebratory to release it, since it's been such a huge part of my life.
And you got to. You got to do something.
Yeah. You know, but I think that will involve a conversation with my wife. So yeah. I'll just say, hey, guess what? This is what we're doing.
And, yeah. Right.
So, but I finished going through it again yesterday. I think it was the fifth time I read through it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with where it's at. So. Hmm.
So in this latest, you got the copy like back from Amazon. Do you have to do more edits? And then how does that work in terms of submitting that back to them before they...
Yeah, so what you do is you submit and you can request a proof copy, which kind of shows the layout. So I went through, you know, I like to edit with a pen in hand and change things. And then you just resubmit a new document and make sure it meets all of their criteria. And then it's good to go from there. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we should just pick up, because this was your post yesterday where you talked about Letters to the Beloved is getting closer to its release date. And so people can find this, jasoncans.com, if they follow you on Facebook. And so let's talk about some of the stats. I'll maybe mention the category. You give me the answer. So here's what you say. Letters of Beloved getting closer to its release date, and we're just learning that. Just for fun, you say you thought you put together some fun facts about this thick tome. And so the years you've been working on it is?
Six.
Mm-hmm. How many pages? Mm-hmm.
672 currently.
How many words?
266,801.
So you can have...
That's a lot of words.
That's a lot of words, yeah. Over 4,100 paragraphs.
Yeah.
408 footnotes. Who's the most frequently referenced author?
C.S. Lewis. You mm-hmm. know, I as I've done this, I've wondered how many Christian authors have C.S. Lewis as the one that they quote the most. That was actually a little surprising to me that it wasn't, that Larry Crabb wasn't referenced more often mm-hmm. because of his influence on this project. But mm-hmm. it was C.S. Lewis.
Before we go on with the numbers, I mean, again, we've recapped it a lot of times. We've talked about a devotional commentary, but again, it's kind of influenced, yes, from Crabb's 66 love letters, an imaginary conversation between he and God through the 66 books of the Bible, which we would both highly, highly recommend, either the book or the audiobook, right?
Yep. Both
and
are
so
great, yes.
The difference here is, though, that you take the whole Bible kind of verse, chapter, book, and kind of that same as if God was sharing that with you, hence Letters to the Beloved.
So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Martin Luther finishes second to C.S. Lewis, most frequently referenced author.
Yeah. Again, a little bit of a surprise. I'm a big fan of Luther, but I would not necessarily have guessed that he would have had that many.
Mm-hmm. Most seemingly out of place reference is a unique story.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Friedrich Nietzsche, who was certainly not a Christian, but there is one reference to him from his writing called Twilight of the Idols. And it was essentially a thing of, here's what he may have gotten right, but here's where God's word is. Superior to that. And so,
Old Testament books referenced out of the 39, you reference how many?
26.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Mostly Isaiah.
Okay. Yeah. And then Psalms. You've read through it five times. And how many hours have you spent writing and editing?
Thousands. I would be curious how many it actually has been, but this has been a pretty consuming project for a long time.
But now, 2 weeks ago, I had breakfast with you at Randy's in Eau Claire, and you had a copy. I'd asked you to bring it, and you, I mean, one of the waitresses was immediately, she's interested. I mean, so you never know how many it's going to sell, but I mean, it's a big, thick read. Yeah. I mean, and who would you say, Letters to the Beloved, who's your target readership?
You know, I think the standard Christian, I think, is it's not an academic, as big as it is, it's not written academically. It's really written as someone, written hopefully to help someone who has a heart for Jesus, who maybe finds the Bible a little bit confusing. You know, I use a lot of more modern language. You know, Eugene Peterson in his paraphrase really tried to use language people could get grasp. And you know, I did some of that here as well. And, you know, as I've said before, the project was really prompted because I did the book of James. And when I gave it to my wife, she just read it over and over. And so, you know, I think that was partly why I did this.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a book to give to somebody who isn't a believer, maybe, but still, it at the same time, for someone who can struggle in terms of just scripture in general and getting it, I mean, I think it is, it's a devotional commentary. There you go. That's what you build it as. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping it reveals the heart of God. You know, I think that's my hope here. So
that'd be fantastic. All right, well, just kind of a fun way to go into the weekend. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. All right. Proud of him for that. It's a lot of 6 years working on it and a labor of love, no question about it. Faithful God. He is a very faithful God, and I am they. Such a good group. So wonderful to see them in concert 5 o'clock this past Saturday. Been almost a week already since, but a great performance. And next time you get a chance to see them live, you're going to want to do that. Hey, join us for a parking lot picnic lunch tomorrow from 11 to 2 right here at WWIB. And Hallie, Cravings Food Truck coming all the way from Medford with a full menu, including their fan favorite barbecue pulled pork nachos, Chicago-style combos, Bavarian pretzels with cheese, and funnel cake fries. I mean, that should be your order right there. Just step right up, don't you think, Susan? Just step right up and say, I'll take one of each of those.
I will take one of each of those. And what is a funnel cake fry? That should be a fan favorite.
There you go. Turn out and find out. And then maybe put some Olson's ice cream on top of it, because they're going to be here with 12 flavors of their homemade artisan-crafted ice cream. If you don't want to put it in a cone, a bowl, a shake, or a malt.
Wow.
Get one of each of those as well.
My husband could get his favorite, a chocolate malt.
It's there, I imagine, out of 12 flavors. Yeah. And this
little slice of heaven.
Mm-hmm. 103.7. This year's Parking Lot Picnics presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. WWIB, we're working our way towards Greg Stewart's conversation with Luke Trahan from the Eau Claire Express. But good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Hey, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Yes, what?
Letting sleeping dogs lie is not a bad thing.
Thank you.
I just commented on our water pressure the other day, and Phil, quote, fixed it. And now it's like standing under a garden hose jet.
It's not strong.
We don't have more water. It's just focused.
It's the tendency to overcorrect, right? I mean, I think we all kind of battle it. So.
I'm learning to keep my peace, people.
Yeah, there you go. Our question of the morning is, what's your favorite kids book? We know yours is Blueberries.
For Sal. Yes.
And mine is Harold and the Purple Crayon. But let us know what yours is on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, or we'd love to hear from you on the listener line at 715-396-1670, WWIB.
Hi, Mark, Caleb, and Susan. This is Mike from La Crosse. When I was a kid, I had a high IQ of 145, so my favorite series of books that I read as a kid was the Nancy Drew series, which I really loved. So that's what I liked as a kid. So God bless. Have a nice day.
Terrific. Way to go, Mike. And he sent us a letter. I really appreciated winning those tickets to One Fest. It was great to meet him. I think he talked more with my wife at the Teamwork Africa tent than me at the WIB area, but great to have him listening there in La Crosse. Our question of the morning is, what's your favorite kids book? And a lot of people weighing in on the WIB Facebook page.
Right, but I just want a second, Nancy Drew. I remember saving up my allowance. It was $1.50 at Green's Book Nook plus tax. It was $1.56. By Carolyn Keene, Nancy Drew, Secret of the Old Clock. Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you, Mike.
And I read the Hardy Boys books, all of them that were
Joe and
available.
Frank Hardy. Yeah.
That's what
and
Pat Chet Wall Morton. Actually identifies in those promos we've got.
Solving those mysteries, make us inquisitive people we are today.
And someone always got punched in the solar plexus. I remember that.
Solar, that's right.
I always
Encyclopedia Brown.
Those were
great, too.
Super good. Anyway, let's read some of
the responses here. Starting off with Heather, who says on the WIB Facebook page, her favorite kids book is Cloudy for a Chance of Meatballs.
Yes.
Made that into a movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, yeah.
Ann Clark says The Black Stallion. Mm-hmm. And Ruth says, yes, I can see this. You are always galloping around the yard on your pretend horse.
Vicky goes with the Frog and Toad books. Those are classic.
Charlotte's Web.
I have to say, one of my favorites when I was growing up, too, and I know I couldn't mention all of them when we had these promos for our summer reading challenge, but the Great Butter Battle from Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah. Anything, you know, Dr. Seuss. And again, when you become a dad and you get to go back and enjoy all those Dr. Seusses, reading them out loud to your kids.
Karen says The Little Red Hen. Mm-hmm. That got several other likes from that, too. I always like the picture version that we had of The Little Red Hen baking the bread.
And Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, that was a fun one to read to the kids. Beth said The Smart Little Mouse, and Kathy, the Madeline L'Engle book, A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, Jen says Little Blue Truck. I'm not familiar, but I think I should be based on the response to that.
No, I don't know that one either.
And Melissa says that the three-year-olds love Brown Bear, Brown Bear. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
Eric Carl, right?
Right. Yeah. Or the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Again, we're asking you here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You can leave us a voicemail. That'd be great at 715-396-1670. What's your favorite children's book? Ivor says Where the Red Fern Grows on our WWIB Facebook page. That one is very sad, but it is an excellent book. It's very sad. But sometimes we need that, I guess.
Beth also jumped in with a little Pilgrim's Progress, too.
So. Sure. It's 10 before 8 o'clock here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Kayla, Mark, and Susan. 62 degrees, and it is time. It is time, friends, to get you caught up. We know how busy life is, and you can't possibly keep up with all that's going on, whether it be news, sports, politics, pop culture. So we keep up for you, and we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time, friends. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Caleb and Susan, 52%, 52% of women judge a man by his shoes.
While the other 48% of women judge a man by the number of stains on his T-shirt.
Unfortunately.
A new study finds that people who eat lots of fruits and vegetables are happier.
It's because they don't waste half of their lives standing in line behind people who can't decide if they want the chicken strips or the chicken nuggets.
True. A message in a bottle recently dropped in the waters off, or that was dropped in the waters off Japan, landed in Hawaii after 37 years it washed up.
And the U.S. Postmaster has asked his people to look into how it traveled so quickly.
Ouch!
Science.
Ouch. A couple in Washington State who left a roofing company a one-star review is being sued.
Hopefully they find a four-star attorney.
Once again this year, Iceland has been named the world's most peaceful country.
Apparently, they don't have elections there.
Yesterday, Russia docked a new module on the International Space Station. Pretty cool.
It was a custom-made space station air fryer.
Everybody needs one of those.
Those are so popular. And finally, guys, I'm going to be honest. I need to lose a few pounds.
You know it's time to go on a diet when your kids ask what's in your fanny pack and you're not wearing one.
Ouch.
Oh.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up.
Well, a lot of the upcoming best of the week came from Wednesday's show. It just was a really good show, but not everything. So let's give it a listen.
It's so hot, the birds have to use pot holders to pull worms out of the ground.
That's fun. Laura's story. Her latest, Hello Unknown, and she's got a companion book that goes with it. It's called So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith. It's her fourth book, and she's on the line with us here, the tail end of the WIB Wake Up Show for a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Caleb, Mark, and Susan here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Yes, and Laura, we'd like to start off, if you're game for it, with just a little something we call rapid fire. And this is what we do. We put 60 seconds on the clock and try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. Are you game for that?
Okay, I don't do any math or sciences, okay?
No math or sciences.
Me either, Laura.
Okay, all right. Then I'm game.
Rob just can't believe it. His mind is really blown. Why people at the store think they can talk on speakerphone. We don't need your drama or want to hear you whine while you're in the aisle or with us in the checkout line.
It's so hot that farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs.
20 below zero or 90 and humid?
20 below zero.
The words come out of your mouth that you go, wow, I didn't really mean to say that. Or you reflect back and go, after a conversation at One Fest, you're like, why do I say that?
I know.
So you have it inside, but then.
Ren Collective, the Gareth and Chris, are talking to our own Caleb interview.
Uh-huh.
And Caleb says, well, Susan's got the Irish accent. I wonder if she's got the jig. I immediately start hopping up and down, go full river dance. My knees have never been the same. Gareth just looks at me shocked. I said, I'll do anything for attention. And then he laughs. But still, at what cost?
It's so hot, the trees are whistling for the dogs.
Cool off, poor thing.
Oh, no, I can talk about your personal medical issues. I'm just in a giant store with 2,000 of my closest friends. Go-to snack food.
Ice cream.
Okay, Kat, a year and a half ago, was dating this guy. He came over to meet us. First words out of my mouth, oh, wow, a ponytail.
Yeah, that's not really, and it's interesting.
It's like, and then I go, I'm sorry, let's start over. Hey, I'm Susan.
Yeah, right.
It's so hot, you go to McDonald's to get coffee and pour it in your lap just to cool off.
Wow, that is hot.
That's pretty hot.
What's your least favorite household chore?
All of the above.
We can't avoid eavesdropping when you make this choice. Our eardrums are held hostage by your caller's blaring voice. Here's a little secret, you'll truly make our day if you start to be self-aware and put your phone away.
It is so hot that you learned that a seatbelt makes a pretty good branding iron.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
It's so hot, the temperature drops below 95, and you feel a bit chilly.
That's true, actually.
We know it wasn't math or science, but what was your best subject in school?
Not math or science. I'd say music.
Dogs?
Music's the only one that I ever did any good at. So I guess I ended up at the right profession.
Put that phone away.
It is so hot. Your biggest bicycle wreck fear is, what if I get knocked out and end up lying on the pavement and cook to death?
There it is. The best of the week.
That was a good week.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much.